This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Let's Not Meet is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the series where we share a bonus story with you in the middle of the week to help you get through the week. This week, we have a story titled The Door Was Open by a listener named Luna. My sister and I were moving to another house with our mom in another province. All of our furniture and household items had been transported to our new house on a moving truck, while our other siblings helped us move the rest of the stuff. We had a couple of vehicles lined up outside on the narrow street. As we were putting our stuff into the trucks, our neighbors could clearly see us moving our stuff out. One neighbor even came up to us and lowered his car window to check on us and see what was going on. I didn't know who he was, but my brother, who is the appointed speaker for our introverted family, explained that we were moving. My brother also specified, "Except for my sister," as he gestured towards me. For context, my sister got an extension on our lease just for me. I had to be alone at this house for another week since I still had 1 week left at work before I could fully resign. After organizing our stuff at the new house, my sister had to bring me back to the old house the next day with only the essentials to last me for a week. My sister was checking the place out for things that she may have left behind, as she fed me reminders like, don't skip any meals, don't feed the dog, and always lock the doors. As she was leaving, she was already locking all of the doors herself when she finally went out to start the car. A few minutes had passed, and I heard the gate open again. I figured that she forgot something and came back to get it. I got up from my futon to open the door for her so she wouldn't have to fumble for her keys. I almost opened the back door since she sometimes entered through there instead. I ultimately decided to open the front door, and just as I opened the door, she explained that she already got what she needed, then left quickly after another round of reminders. I locked the front door again and went back to the bedroom and hung out while scrolling through my phone. After a couple of hours, I was still in the bedroom when I heard a loud noise. It sounded like something metallic hitting against something like a barrel bolt. Our back door had a barrel bolt and chain lock, both of which had to be locked and unlocked from the inside. The back door also had a lock on the doorknob, which was broken. Because of this, my sister and I were well aware that the door needed extra locks, especially when we were at that house alone. When I heard the noise, I looked at my dog to see if he had any reaction, but he didn't react at all. As I looked at the bedroom door, all I could think about was that noise. But I decided that it was probably nothing since the house was old and it made settling noises every so often. I brushed it off. Cut to 2, maybe 3 hours later. I finally got up from the futon to drink some water, and I saw that the back door was wide open. All three locks were unlocked, and the door was straight up open. I stood there confused, scared. I was mostly confused, though, because, as I said, two of the locks on that door had to be unlocked from the inside, and they're quite hard to do because they're old and rusty. I didn't know what to think. My imagination ran wild as I locked the door again. I watched some videos online about how to open those types of locks from the outside, which really freaked me out. I didn't have any other choice, though, so I stayed there for a week. Fortunately, the remainder of the week went by without any further incidents. I came home from work every night that week with the back door perfectly locked as I had left it. My family lived in that house for almost 20 years without anything like that happening. Nothing ever happened in that neighborhood, so I never felt unsafe. I just had a feeling that somebody was aware that I was alone. My mom and sister dropped by the old house after a few months while they were visiting my aunt. My sister checked the house, and even though it was still vacant from us moving out, it looked like somebody had been staying there, since things were different from how we left it. So to the person that opened the back door then returned after I moved out of our old house, please, let's never meet. Thank you, Luna, for sharing that story with us, and if you have a story to share, make sure you send it to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com and we'll take a look. We'll see you all next week for another full episode of Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast. Stay safe.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.